What's going on with dance and stuff? What's happening with dance and things? What's going on? What's happening? What's going on with dance and stuff?
You okay?
I'm having a hard time? I'm absolutely fine. I accidentally answered on the wrong device. But here we are. Now I'm on the right device, and I'm recording on the iPad, and I'm on my phone, and I have my headphones in, and it's business as usual. 6 years later.
Oh my god. This really needs to end.
No!
Oh, wow.
Yeah, here we are. Good morning.
It's another day. Another week, another year.
As one child from the Tarot Scene Children's Camp in the 40s wrote, another day has gone for keeps into the bottomless pit of time.
Oh, poetry for listeners. Poetry. Poetry.
Poems. Poetry. Poems. When I was in the American Boy Choir School,
mm-hmm.
we would sing a song cycle.
How many years were you there?
4.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Does that seem right?
And you never wanted it to end. But it did.
That's true. That's a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got there when I was 9, and I left when I was 13, and I had no interest in things beyond singing with orchestras and stuff.
You know? Still don't.
Yeah. Kind of true. So...
Are you... But putting a spoon anyways, in a bowl, or what's going on?
Yeah, I was stirring some coffee because I added some honey to it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I don't usually sweeten my coffee, but when I'm home, I do like to add some honey to it.
Some milk.
Definitely milk. There has to be milk.
Yeah.
But anyways, so we used to sing this song cycle that was set to poems written by children from Tarot Scene, and it was called I Never Saw Another Butterfly.
Oy,
it was sad.
Bleak.
I know, it was really grim. But beautiful, very beautiful. It has some beautiful
bittersweet.
I don't know about sweet.
Well, it was, you know, remembering the butterflies.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. And it had some humor in it, because, you know, kids.
Kids are so funny. They say the darndest things.
Kids say Bill literally Cosby the darndest told us this. Thing. Bill. Oh, old Bill.
You can't trust anyone.
Things are bad in the world.
No worse than all the other times that everyone has lived.
I suppose that's true. There's always people fighting over stuff and killing one another.
People love to have stuff. Just gotta have it.
The having of land to
everyone's gotta have it.
It's just outrageous.
This is what happens when you have children.
That's so true. The having of land. I'm like, who cares where you're from? Whatever.
Parents and children. That's who cares. So, you know.
The having of land. It's just so sick in this day and age that we're still in these battles.
No one can let go. No one can do it. Just can't do it.
It's crazy. Anyways.
Listen. Live your life how you want to, I suppose. Actions have consequences.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Truly, what have we've
learned? I mean, nothing.
We certainly haven't.
It's the comedy of this idea of culture.
You take something that's not yours. You push someone away from their home. They're gonna fight back.
Well, you also have nothing. There's nothing to have. Let go. Let go, everyone.
Everybody, let go. Just like. Get rid of all the borders. Let's just be one world. And let's hold hands in Michael Jackson, you know?
Yes, and Bill Cosby, and Madonna. Madonna's back. And better than ever.
And my, our friend Maddie Love, who is in Danson, one of our favorite performers Love. From Danson, Maddie Love is playing a young Madonna in the Madonna tour.
Wow. That's amazing.
She's on stage hugging Madonna wearing a weird, scary mask.
That's great. It looks exactly like Madonna.
Well, it looks a little bit like a corn husk doll and also like a jack-o'-lantern head, but also like Madonna.
I gotta say, I did cry watching the show. What's the song? Da 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 da. What is that song that she sings?
I have literally no idea.
But it's in this, and it's, you know, it's an AIDS memorial song in the show. And there are these giant banners. Madonna Celebration Tour. What are you talking about?
Is this an old thing or a new thing?
It's now. It's happening now.
How'd you see it?
YouTube.
Oh.
Where else would you see things?
I have no idea. I only see things on YouTube, but not things that are so current. Except it's the news.
Oh my God. Better than that. This Central Park concert with Barbara Streisand showed up on YouTube for me. I couldn't believe it. It was incredible. She sings these terrible songs, but transcends every single one of them. It's incredible.
When's it from?
Like this 70-ish.
The 70s.
It's incredible. She's just wearing these floating kind of, you know, nothing dresses in the wind, like big sheets.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
What was her hair? Was it curly?
Well, she has... No, it's all very, like, controlled. But she... It's a really interesting... She's not on, like, a big stage. She's kind of... They kind of made these, like, lucite... pathways of sorts. Like, platform pathways.
Yeah.
And she's just... on it with a, you know, there's a stool.
Literally floating around.
And then at points she exits into like the woods, I guess. You know, it's like, where are you going? And then comes back with like bigger hair, different outfit. It's incredible. And then, you know, all the shots of the audience and... I don't know. I'm sure Central Park... Barbara Streisand will bring it to you.
I will find it and I will look at it. I don't know how long I'll last.
It's so just nostalgia. She sings all these kind of folk songs and tells incredible jokes. She's really incredibly charming.
She's one of the most rehearsed performers in history. There's no spontaneity.
Oh, absolutely. You see, I mean, she's introducing this folk song and it's just a joke.
It's a script. She's
perfectly performed.
Of course. Ugh, she's gone through it. Impeccable. She memorized the timing.
And there's an intro. There's an introduction to the concert as well. Where she's like...
Oh, no.
You know, she tells us about how no one showed up for the rehearsal. But then they realized that it was because the park was closed. And then like all these people showed up and they were so relieved. And then it didn't rain. It was supposed to rain. Oh, it's incredible.
Thank God.
It's the best thing I've seen in years.
Well, I just can't wait. Do you know, I saw something good this week as well.
Wait for what?
I can't wait to watch Barbara.
Well, I was just thinking, if that's what you were meaning, we could stop recording right now.
No. Look, I like Barbara Streisand, and sometimes I'm very, very impressed by her, but there is a way in which she... occasionally decides that she's a pop star and she goes out there and she's so cringy. The way that she sort of ad libs to music, like, is always
She's very jazzy.
It's horrible.
There's a lot of like jazziness in this. It's incredible.
She's really so at her best when she just takes a ballad, like a really intense musical theater ballad, and she blows it out of the park with no decoration, and that is when Barbara Streisand really shines. Now, when she decides she's being jazzy, I think, oh dear.
Okay. Oh, well, dear. I don't, but she's not being like, she's not like applying jazziness to songs that don't, you know, these are jazz standards. I don't know.
Well, she's also really a victim of the time. Mm-hmm. So like when it's the 80s, she
she's
starts
not a victim
to kind
of anything.
Like,
she is Barbra Streisand.
Yeah, well, she is. But then you think, Barbra, you have a gift.
Well, you want to see someone who's like far worse than this is Celine Dion. This
well,
is someone who's like
a lunatic.
You know, every album is like, what's happening right now? I'll do that with my incredible
right.
instrument.
But really kind of clueless at the same time. And I think they both suffer from that.
I think Barbra knows what's happening. I think Celine Dion is given what, you know, the sort of production.
Well,
part.
Yeah, Barbra is much more controlled of her whole image and universe in a way
yeah.
that Celine is just like more free.
Yeah, I think so.
Celine
what did you
is
see?
On, you know.
What did you see?
I saw episodes. This is going to be confusing. 2, 3, and 4 of the David Beckham and Victoria Beckham documentary on Netflix.
Okay, this is something that.
But I feel now
unnecessary to watch, but
happy that I get to go back and watch episode
okay.
1 because they're utterly charming, utterly charming.
Great.
And the filmmakers have done this amazing thing where. In any of the, like, conversation about the specifics of a soccer game where they're interviewing David or any of his teammates, they film their faces from about 6 inches away watching what they're talking about.
Okay.
And I don't know how they did it. It's like they're looking into the camera, but they're also looking at a monitor. And so you get to really
feel... Well, there's
feel
that thing that guy does who made all those documentaries... Basically, he could,
I don't
know. You
know,
it's basically a kind of teleprompter. So that's probably what's happening here.
Oh, it's amazing because you get to see like very, very, very close up their expression to like these memories of these games where they either mm-hmm. failed or succeeded.
That's
and great. Remarkable to really see David Beckham's history and see how, of course, he is the product of tiger parenting or whatever it's called, helicopter parent, what is that called, where the parents are like super controlling of
oh.
the task yeah
uh-huh.
you know
called?
Like the I don't know mm. it's like the Williams sisters or Mozart mm. or Tiger Woods, they all have this parent that's just like, you will practice
Christina
and
darling.
You will succeed yeah mama dearest. So, the father is that. The father is like, you will be excellent at soccer. Like, this isn't fun. This is your job.
Mm-hmm.
And David, mm-hmm. consequently, is like a soccer wunderkind. And then you see he moves through various different parts of soccer culture, right? Because he's in this, like, this team in England that is really respected and he loves it and he stays there for so many years, like from he's a teen and then he's really getting kind of famous. And then you see him become a celebrity, which was really in tandem with his relationship with one of the Spice Girls. And then...
Spice up your life.
Spice up your life. And then there's this part of the movie where... It's actually really heartbreaking where he gets sold to a team in Spain.
Oh, I'm so heartbroken.
It is hard.
I really can't hard. Imagine watching this, but continue.
I really think you should.
At some point, no other shows will exist and I'll watch it probably, but...
Well, it's so great because Victoria Beckham is always there to keep it real. Like, the documentary filmmaker, David Beckham will be asked, like, oh, how did you feel about moving to Spain? And he'll be like, well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
And she was like, you were devastated. You couldn't
sleep
for days and weeks and years.
They go over to Victoria Beckham. She's in her own interview. And she goes, it was awful. I literally hated it. And I didn't want to go.
Oh, she's not speaking for him.
Oh no, they're interviewed in separate rooms most
right,
of the
but
time.
But she's just saying she hated going. You know what I hate?
Well, yeah.
Spain.
Well, he's very diplomatic in a way, and he's completely OCD, which I really appreciated watching in the show. Like, he's always, like, wiping a counter in the kitchen, or he's showing us his absolutely...
Yeah, this is the product of insane parents.
Showing you the crazy closet, I was like, thank you so, so much
psychosis.
For this. This is what I needed. In fact, I want, like, an hour and a half tour of the closet.
YouTube.
I was like... Yeah, we only got like 3 minutes in the closet. I want hours.
I want David Beckham in the closet.
Absolutely. Oh my God. He loves cleaning. Let me tell you what. But...
Neuroses.
I really think you should watch it. And he's so handsome when he's young. And, I mean, he stays handsome throughout. But, like, it's crazy. It's real crazy. Excuse me. And they're actually, you know, soccer players are quite elegant in a way.
Okay.
You've lost
interest
10
minutes ago.
I'm
not exactly sure why
I
couldn't care less about these people. It feels like Prince Harry, but I did watch that documentary too, so, you know, I'll probably end up watching this. I'll probably end up, like, feeling similarly about all these things.
I didn't watch the Prince Harry thing because he is a person of no talents. I couldn't be less interested in what he has to offer.
Well, he obviously was very talented in getting born into that position.
He really was
you
good
know?
At that.
Like, it takes a lot to end up... Karma? Yeah. Or what is it called? Is that No. Karma. Yeah, that's what they call that.
Sure. Destiny.
I feel like we talk about Steven Spielberg a lot, but that's mainly because you have to talk about AI constantly. And I watched Minority Report, which I'd never seen.
Oh my God, I want to watch it. It's on Criterion.
Yeah, that's where I watched it.
Okay,
and I thought, this
please.
Isn't a great movie, but
oh.
I think it's worth watching. It's interesting how much of that technology we live with now.
Oh, wow.
Tom Cruise is incredible. Not necessarily in this movie, but something else I watched recently, and I just thought, really one of the greatest actors.
You know, Minority Report,
watched,
he is, Tom Cruise is a good actor.
It's a surprise,
insane.
Isn't it? Isn't it a surprise?
It's not a surprise to me at this point, because I remember being young and seeing him in the movie Far and Away and thinking... He's really got something.
Really good.
You know?
What is the movie
He's
that
really,
I
really got something.
It was John Grisham. What is this movie?
The Firm.
The Firm. And I thought, you're a tremendous actor. And I thought, Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, I'd always thought Timothée Chalamet and Johnny Depp. But it's really Tom Cruise.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I've ever seen The Firm.
I hadn't either. And I loved it. It was like...
but...
That style of movie making is really a pleasure to watch.
I love
it. You know,
I
this is
it.
Not far from Men Don't Leave territory.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, Minority Report's actually was a formative experience for me.
Wow.
I don't remember the film particularly, but I remember... I was living in Columbus, Ohio when that movie came out, and they had opened a new movie theater downtown Columbus. And you know, like, Columbus is one of those middle America downtowns that's completely cleared out in the nights and on the weekends,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
Nobody's there. But for some reason, they built this beautiful, fancy movie theater downtown. And one Saturday or Sunday when I was free, I thought, I'm going to just go to that movie theater alone and see Minority Report.
Okay.
And I sat at this, like, absolutely gleaming, fresh movie theater alone and
wow.
watched Minority Report and had, like, a transcendent experience being like, wow, movies alone with nobody around it's like a dream come true.
uh-huh.
And... And I remember then it just, like, spurred me on to doing that many times. And I, that was, like, my weekend activity was going to a movie alone at this beautiful movie theater. So, and I remember enjoying it. I remember thinking, like, that was thrilling.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good movie, but it's not great. It's, but, you know,
Wait, can I try to... Wait, yeah. Okay, so this was 20 years ago, and I'm going to attempt to remember the laugh.
Me too, and I watched it maybe yesterday or a couple days ago.
So, Tom Cruise plays...
Yes.
...a police kind of person who works in a special department that deals with, time?
What is it called? Pre-crime.
Right. Precognition or something? Because they have...
Pre-crime.
Oh, because they have these people who have the ability to see the future, like, in a bathtub.
Right. Specifically murder.
One of them is Samantha Morton, and she can tell when a murder's gonna happen. So then they use all this kind of, like, swipe technology, and they're going to town on this, like, swiping situation. And then they go and they resolve the murder before it ever happens because they were able to see it through the minds of the bathtub people.
Yes.
But then for some reason, Tom Cruise pulls Samantha Morton out of the bathtub. And that's where it ends for me.
So at some point in the beginning, there's like a sort of accidental interaction because basically pre-crime is like a Washington, D.C. kind of thing. That is being proposed to go into effect nationwide. So there's that.
Wait, say that again.
They're going.
They're going to cancel it.
There's a vote to have pre-crime go national.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a crucial moment for the program. So like.
Does it mean they have to like imprison more of these bathtub people?
I don't. You would think. This is, I mean, the bathtub people is the problem here because it turns out to be the problem.
Well, I have a question.
And in the end, it gets shut down.
Do we ever understand how they find the bathtub people?
We kind of do. Yes.
Okay.
But it also seems like there are these three, there are only these three. And really kind of
in the
one.
World.
Like the female and then there are two males. And it's kind of really the female who's doing all the work. You kind of find out.
Okay,
and that,
Samantha.
Like, and even that, like, the men get it wrong sometimes.
Right.
Which is where there's kind of, like, a loophole which makes things happen in the plot.
Well, I'm glad that Steven Spielberg is on board with men being bad and wrong. Okay?
Yeah, I think Steven Spielberg believes in aliens and stuff. So I think there's, like, some... openness, you know.
This is a young Samantha Morton who's fresh off the heels of a wonderful movie called In America about Irish immigrants.
Oh,
and it's starring a young Samantha Morton and a young Patty Considine. I think is his last
Good
name.
Grief,
and
these names, you just pull
Patty.
Out.
Patty has recently stayed famous being in the Dragons reboot. Whatever that show is. House of Dragons. But anyway, that movie... House of the Dragon.
Oh, the reboot of that other show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dragons.
Lord of the Dragons. House of Dragons. House of Cards.
What is that show called?
Hard to say.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't
That's incredible.
It.
I've really lost it.
You can remember that person's name somehow, but...
It's the reboot of that show that's not Lord of the Rings or Lord of the Dragons.
I can only do Lord of the Dragons. The Hunger Games.
What on earth? Wait. Okay.
Dude, I'm
Medieval Times. Dragons.
Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, Renaissance Fair, women in, like, corsets and bustiers, men in... that show is
can't
called...
Can't do it. Can't
that
do it.
That show... Well, look, White Walkers, okay? Jason Momoa, okay? Okay? Kit Harington.
Not happening.
Okay? Sophie Turner. Okay? Okay. That okay, show is okay. called it's... House Lord Dragon.
Wait. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Wait. No, this is my crazy, is, Jeremy.
I can, it's falling out of my
how,
head.
How, exactly. As yeah. Haley Joel Osment yeah. says in AI, I feel like my brain is falling out. Wait. Oh my god. All five of our listeners.
Game of Thrones.
Wow. I would have literally never gotten there.
Wow. It just Game happened. It happened full. Like, complete.
Game of Thrones. To be wow, congrats. You completed. Congratulations.
Completed.
All of your organs have been harvested, and you're done.
In America. Clearly. Okay, great. Yeah, so basically...
Oh, it's a wonderful movie. Wonderful film. With a beautiful soundtrack. And Jaimon Hunsu is in it. No, I don't know who wrote it. It's very beautiful. And actually... It's very reminiscent of the Minari soundtrack, and I think whoever wrote the Minari soundtrack was very inspired by America.
Acknowledge in any way the music in this movie, so I don't know what it is.
Oh, but. It's beautiful. You should just listen to the soundtrack. It's gorgeous.
Didn't notice it.
And also, like, they have similar... it's a similar genre of film about immigrant families and children and family. It's just about family relationships.
Okay, so Tom Cruise in this movie.
Here we go.
Basically, their son had been kidnapped, and
who's he married to?
Someone who wears the dumpiest clothes. I just thought, why? Why are we? Are So basically, Tom Cruise is invested in this program because, you know, there's like, oh, if this had existed, my son wouldn't have been disappeared.
Okay.
But what's the plot of this movie?
Colin Farrell is in it.
Oh
right?
my god.
So gorgeous.
Gorgeous. It's so really gorgeous. It's really
outrageous.
Something. I was really like,
it's outrageous.
I don't think these two people should be allowed in the movie together. This is
they
crazy.
Don't make them like that crazy. Anymore.
It's crazy. It's
you
crazy.
Know?
Yeah, it's almost too beautiful to be in a movie. You're just like,
it really
well, this
makes me feel
kind of
like
can't possibly be have a job. Yeah.
You,
know?
You really
it's
think
wild.
Is Steven Spielberg gay, right? Like he really knows how to pick a face.
You also have casting people, you know.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah,
Avi Kaufman.
I definitely think Steven Spielberg is straight as the day is long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah.
Also, you know, you can see beauty without wanting to have sex with it or whatever.
Are Steven Spielberg... That's absolutely true. Are Steven Spielberg's films ever sexy?
You know, I don't think so.
Like, has there ever been a sex scene?
I'm sure...
I mean, isn't that... That's really something.
Phone Home.
There's no sex in E.T.
Well,
they
are,
do say,
you know, children's movies.
Right, but even the adult ones
are
like
still for
Bridge
children.
Of Spies,
you know what I mean?
Minority Report.
But they're like teenage. Like they don't really get beyond teenager. Like they're kind of for
right.
like children and teenagers.
Right. Hook, Goonies, The Fablemans, Bridge of Spies.
Yeah.
Did I already say that?
Bridge of Spies.
That's for adults. Well, Schindler's List. That
no
would,
one's having
I mean,
sex
I,
on
I,
at it, right?
That's not true. I think there's some sex in that movie, sort of.
Who's... I don't
I think
I can't
there might be
the
some kink. Well, Ralph Fiennes is I think he's doing kinky stuff in that movie, but I can't remember. God, there's really no sex in Steven Spielberg films. Correct us if we're wrong, somebody.
Yeah, let us
please.
Know. Let us know out there. Keep our... There's no sex in AI. Well, there's like weird. There's weird
there's the
sex in AI.
Worker.
Yeah, but But that's not, yeah. It's not sexy or sexual, like in this,
no.
Like for the viewer, anyway, so.
No, you never even get to see Jude Law topless or anything.
Mm-mm.
No. No.
There's some
kissing in Goonies, you know?
Some kissing. Well, that's kid stuff.
Some kissing. That's kid stuff.
So basically, you know, Tom Cruise's name gets pulled. Basically, we see that Tom Cruise is going to kill someone.
Oh.
And Tom Cruise is like, what the hell? I'm not killing someone. I don't even know who this person is.
Wow.
So they like, that's basically the plot of him trying to figure out while being chased.
He's running away. I do remember a lot of running away.
Yeah. So he's, yeah. And there are some really, like, you know, incredible action sequences. And you're sort of like, they have, like, they can, like, fly around and stuff with these backpacks and whatever.
Oh, but so also the cars are flying, right?
It's yeah.
Flying cars.
Yeah. Or driving on the sides of buildings for some reason. I don't.
But
you
correct
know,
me if
like,
I'm
why?
Wrong. It's also like giving film noir, like it's
yes,
giving
it's
like
blown out highlights,
right? Like I like Colin Farrell's wearing like a
which
trench coat
something
and a fedora
like.
Or something.
Yes, right. The production design all around is like future past.
Right. It was that kind of Gattaca moment where they were like,
yeah,
the future is going to be
like
the past.
Any of that stuff.
Well, it's a very useful tool for interpreting the future to say like, well, in this year when there's flying cars, all people are going to be thinking about the 30s or whatever. And so that just helps
right.
me.
I mean,
now,
there's a bit of that in AI that's that happens too. Like the carnival and
yeah.
stuff. Feels like.
Yeah. Thinking about the past.
But that feels like just higher level design in that movie. I don't know. I'm bored of talking about Minority Report.
All right. Well, I'm happy to. I just want to watch
but
it.
But what
this
else
week.
Happens? You know,
I want to get swept away.
Yeah, get swept away. It's, you know, again, Steven Spielberg can put a movie together. Absolutely.
Wait, are you going to be in the city tomorrow for
mm-hmm.
Lucinda?
Yeah.
Oh, me too. I'm here.
Great. I don't know if I'll be there before. Find me before you sit down.
Great. If I get there early enough, should we have a snack or something?
No, I have to work.
Oh, yeah, you have to set up things.
No, I'm working before.
And... Yeah. All right. Well, I'll be at the show with Stuart.
But say hello. Say hello.
I'm looking forward to it. I might... Where are you staying tomorrow? Are you driving back?
I'm staying at Daniel's.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to shoot some B-roll on Friday.
I might run... To the end of line dancing after the... How long's the show? An hour?
I don't know. I'm not seeing the show.
Hmm.
I think it's an hour. I did look. It's an hour.
I went to beginner's line dancing last night, which is great. And then, you know, normal line dancing's tomorrow night, and I'll have to miss most of it. But hopefully I can run and catch
That's
the
so
end.
Sad.
'Cause it's honestly the only thing I care about.
Well, apparently not.
What? Oh, 'cause I'm going to a dance show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Harriet and I are doing fun costumes for the ABT Gala, which is next Tuesday or
Great.
Thursday. Tuesday. So, you know, if you get a ticket and come see Isabella Boylston and Aaron Bell in a little James Whiteside kooky
oh,
duet. And
heaven. How
they'll
fun.
Be wearing some Reed and Harriet stretchwear.
Couture,
yeah. Absolute.
Oh,
we had a really
so
fun.
Fun
fitting at the theater yesterday. It was just a joy to be back at ABT with our friends. We haven't worked there in ages.
It's absurd.
I don't think we've worked there since like 2016
That's
or something.
That's crazy.
I know.
Different things.
That's crazy. So go see that. Christopher's show ended over the weekend while I was up in the Berkshires.
Oh,
with
I
my
thought
friends
it was passing. I thought it was a 2-weekend show.
No, just the one. All that work for one weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, it should have been a 2-weekend show, but just the one. And goodness, it got lovely notices
Great.
In all the papers. And also, Christopher has posted approximately 5,000 pictures from it on his Instagram. So you can definitely get a sense of it if you go to Faye Cavalier. FayeCavalier.instagram.
At instagram.com/ photos.
Photos galore. And what else has happened?
Nomi's doing great.
Oh, she had a little surgery.
And she doesn't know that happened, basically. But we,
she's not trying to itch her little wound?
No.
She's not trying to scratch her little scar?
No. She'll get her stitches out next week, but she doesn't seem
so
to
know. What did they go into her back for?
There was a thing, which they originally, like 6 months ago, were like, oh, that's nothing. And then Jack was like, it's changed. I'm going to have them check it again. So when she went in for her shots, they were like, yeah, it has changed. I think we should take it out. Because they were like, oh, we could take it out 6 months ago. But like, you know, for sort of cosmetically. And they were like, yeah, it has changed. We should definitely take it out.
All right. Well, thank goodness it's out.
Yeah, it was nothing, but it could have, it was like a, you know, a cyst thing, but it, if it had stayed in, it like, you know, could have burst and then been infected or whatever.
Oh, thank goodness. So, a benign cyst.
We
love to watch a benign cyst get removed.
They kept saying it was like cheese.
Ew.
I know, I was like, but it's a dog.
Why?
So
what
a
description.
Like they,
your dog had
times,
cheese in its back. Cheese? Like, what kind? Were you like, wait,
banana
what
cracker.
Kind of cheese? You're like, brie? Or what
I bet she would love to eat
about?
It if it was actually cheese.
I'm sure she would have loved to have a little lick and a bite if they kept it for her.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
But it was very stressful, and that same day I went to the city and felt like more anxious than maybe I've ever felt in my life. So, you know, it was...
Oh, no.
Not great.
No. How come you didn't say hi? What day was this?
So, this was Thursday.
Well, I was here.
Well, I got in, you know, in the evening, because I waited for her to get out of surgery. Okay. So I went down later than expected. And then Friday, I was shooting B-roll all day. Took me almost 4 hours to drive home on a Friday.
I'm so sorry.
I was, like, perfectly wrong time.
Oh, dear. I was on that Friday evening, I was on the Metro North headed to...
Oh, yeah, you were a weekend away.
Yeah, I went to the Berkshires. So my friends Cassie and Jesse. Jesse was turning 40, and they invited me to come stay at for the weekend at this house that they bought couple years ago. They bought this house from an old man who'd had it as like a summer getaway.
A chicken coop.
He was quite. It was literally a chicken coop, but very good looking. Had good bones, but it wasn't winterized. It was in terrible shape. So, over the last couple of years, they put an enormous amount of effort. I mean, they bought it for a steal, let me tell you what. And then they put all this... I would. They put all this effort into making it a livable home, you know, and, like, replacing the roof and getting it winterized. And it's, like, taken so much work, and they have been involved in all the work. And so it's finally... to a place where it's been insulated and the mini splits are in, and so it's heated and it's mm-hmm. like so amazing. It's been really fun for me to like see it at various points along the way
yeah.
and be like, wow, one can actually fix a house. I mean, obviously it's
yeah.
really tedious and things go wrong, and even like they set up an oven this weekend and we were baking things and then the oven sort of exploded and I was like,
yeah.
oh no. So
seems right.
You know, just like everything works and then it breaks and then
it's
like
it's
oh.
truly like one step forward, three quarters
yeah.
of a step back.
Yeah. but I made a blueberry pie and used this King Arthur flour
mm-hmm.
Method that I think Claire Savas came up with, but I was not in ideal situation for making pastry, and so I have to say my pastry had too much gluten development and was a bit, though it was like very laminated, it was tough. I'm embarrassed about that.
Stringy. String cheese.
But it was a beautiful pie and I made a gorgeous lattice, and I will send you a picture.
I will love to see that.
And I made the Melissa Clark upside down banana cake one night, and that was good. From the New York Times. And I also did a thing I've never done before, which is that someone came and dropped off 2 cords of wood. I don't know what that means, but I stacked them next to the house.
That's so that a lot. That's a lot of wood.
It was. And I stacked it, and it's ready to go for the winter to go in the fireplace. And it was really fun to do like columns, and then it was fun. And what else did I do? What else were my tasks? I can't remember. It was a lovely weekend of like, oh, we went on beautiful hikes. We went on, they have a little old convertible up there, and we went on with the top down. We went on autumn cruises in the night where we would drive with the top down and just breathe in the air. It was so nice.
We drove around and we breathed and we breathed.
We breathed.
It's,
but the day leaving to go up there was a comedy of errors, let me tell you what, because I woke up that morning with a plan. I was like, I'm gonna go get these cards printed for the performers in the Christopher Williams show, and then I'm gonna like go return these shoes, I'm gonna pick up this fabric, I'm gonna drop off the cards, I'm gonna get, you know, it's like and every step of the way.
Well, it was Friday the 13th. This is oh also my
god
day. Everything took way longer than it was supposed to. This is why I didn't see
you. I didn't even think of it. It was Friday the 13th.
It was also, you know, like protests. It was insanity. I literally drove all over Manhattan into Brooklyn. Ugh. Hideous.
I went into the Kinko's right near my house that morning, you know, on the corner. And look, I Kinko's. Know better because Kinko's is always a flop.
It's impossible. If you want to do
It's literally impossible. And if you want to do printing on cardstock at Kinko's...
Kinko's, impossible for 30, 50, 40
literally,
years.
Literally. And this is not a joke. I have thrown away thousands of dollars at Kinko's. Because I will be like, oh yeah, sure, here, print this image on cardstock. I'll email them the image. They'll print it. They'll hand me 40 sheets of cardstock that I've printed. The resolution is insane. I'll be like, well, you can't see anything. It's all blurry. And then that's it. It's over. And I'll be like, I don't even understand how this is possible.
I don't know how that business continues to exist. Because, like, I've never gone there. And, like, scenarios, they always have to print the thing, like, 10, 20 different times to get it right.
It never works. And you're like,
this can't possibly be making you money.
No.
What?
So at any rate, I stupidly went in there and I had 35 sheets of paper printed, all of them trash. But in my haste, I thought, whatever, I don't have a choice. So I got on the train and I was folding the cards and writing the messages. And then once I got to 34th Street, where I was then going to like move on with my chores, I realized I don't have my phone.
Oh, wow.
It's at Kinko's. Get back on the train, go downtown, collect my phone, get back on the train, go uptown. I go to return these white jazz shoes at this dancewear store. They say, we don't take returns. I say, that's great. I'll just keep them. I go then to the fabric store. That's great. I'll keep them. I run out the door. I go to this fabric store where I needed to get some canvas for my friend Cassie, which actually was okay. And then I go to Baryshnikov Art Center and I have all these cards I'm going to give to the people, but I also have to draw 2 cards. And I say, I'm going to do these as quick fashion sketches. It's going to take 5 minutes. I immediately start misdrawing the costume and I just say, you know what? No one gets a card. I'm sweating. I'm not leaving cards for anybody. I get back on the train. Oh, no. I walk over to Hudson Yards. I get on the 7 train. It gets me to Grand Central Station. And now I'm in quite a state at this point because I have to then get on the train.
No cards.
So I go into the bakery and I spend $35 on treats because it was the only way to cope with what had just happened.
Treats for you just ate?
Well, I got a chicken salad sandwich and some, like, noodles with string beans. And then I also got a croissant with turkey. And then I also got, like, a coconut water. You know, like, I went crazy.
Yeah.
And then I got on the train and I was able to share. I could share all the treats with Jesse because he was waiting for me on the train. And that was nice. It was nice.
Yeah.
Of course, I fell asleep right away because my body was in a state of trauma.
It's really hard in New York City.
Do you do Wordle?
No, I we talked about New York Times or New Yorker word numbers, letters.
I'm starting That's Wordle.
I, crossword puzzle. Well,
no, Wordle's this weird thing where, like, you every day you're confronted by five blank spots, and you just have to, you write a word, right? You write, like...
Chicken.
Well, no, that doesn't fit. You write mauve, you know?
No, I would never do that.
Or, I don't know, you write a five-letter word. And then it tells you right away, like, okay, so the A... is there is an A in this word, but nothing else is right. Or there is an M and there is an A. And the A is in the right place, but the M is in the wrong place. So it starts to reveal to you, like, what is wrong and what is right. And then you have to guess the second word. So you're like, well, I'm going to write a word with an A, but I'm going to put it in a different spot. But I'm not going to use any of the previous letters, right? And so you have, like, five tries to find
the word. It's like Wheel of Fortune.
Well,
no
kind
wheel,
of.
No fortune.
It's kind of like Wheel of Fortune, but on
an
Wheel
alphabet.
Of yeah, it is kind of like Wheel of Fortune, but Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, it's like Wheel of Fortune-ish,
but not really. But yeah, okay, I get it.
Yes,
yeah,
same premise.
Same.
But
premise.
Anyways, Wordle. Yesterday's word, adult.
Gross.
The previous, over the weekend, I did it with Jesse, and one of the ones that was just so hard was graph. Uh-huh. Graph.
Life is hard enough. Why do we have to be doing Wordles?
Because we have to keep our brains going, because
I
otherwise
say, let
dementia...
it go. Let it go.
Look,
stop
if
learning,
I do that,
stop knowing things. Let
I
it go.
Will be in a still Alice situation so soon. It will be crazy. So I
That's,
need to do the Wordle.
Again, let go.
Just
let go.
Just
let
start,
go.
Just wear diapers and let it go.
Yeah, what's that? Let it go. Let it go.
It's frozen.
It's the opposite of frozen. It's melted.
It's melting. Melted. I have to say... don't care about Frozen, but I don't know if you know this or not. I saw that movie when it was in the theaters with Russell many years ago, and when it was over, Russell was remarking on a part that had trolls in it, and I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I never saw a troll, and that is because I was asleep for a chunk of the film.
Yeah,
I didn't see a troll.
I think that's nice, because then, you know, every movie is unwatched and an opportunity to watch it.
That's true.
It's good.
But what I did see was there's a song in either that movie or the Frozen sequel where the snowman sings a song about wanting to be in the sun or, like, spend their day on the beach, and it's truly hysterical.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, we've all seen that.
Have we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have. Except the people who slept through it.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Sleeping.
Are there movies coming to the theaters that we're excited to see?
Yes.
What?
There's the Yorgos Lanthimos movie called Pretty Things or something like that. I'm not sure.
Right.
Emma.
And Mark.
Stone.
Mm-hmm. Mark. Ruffalo. Mark.
Buffalo.
Mark Buffalo.
And there's the new Jonathan Glazer film. That's a Holocaust movie that's coming out in December.
What? Wait, he already has a new film?
Well, his last one was like 15 years ago.
Oh, what was it?
Under the Skin.
Oh, amazing. Wow,
yeah.
Wow.
And before that, what was that? Birth.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Wait, Birth is the Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
Wow, that is... Wow, he's good.
He's so good.
He's really good.
I mean, it's sort of... it's best not to think about it. The trailer is out and I didn't watch it because I... it's too much... I don't want to know.
I hate to talk about fashion because it's a
I love fashion.
Did you see the new Gucci show?
You know, I don't know that I saw the new Gucci show, actually.
I'm not saying
did you see the Bottega Veneta show?
I
thought that was excellent. That was one of my favorite, which was like a real surprise. But I felt like, okay, now things are coming together here.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, the Gucci thing's interesting because they have a new design director.
Right.
And, you know, it's been so specific and festive the last several years. It's been very costume.
Well, it's been kind of nothing. It went from everything to a kind of, like, nothing. That was my... Like, when What's-His-Name was, like, at his end, it was like, everything goes, like... Let's put a thing on a thing, and then it's like Mickey Mouse, and it's like...
Right. So you tired of the shtick. And also, he kind of, like, yeah, you can't go on forever doing this kind of, like, 1970s carnival.
Right.
And have it kind of work every time.
Yeah.
But they have really 360, let me tell you what. Or 180? I don't know. But they are at the opposite end of the spectrum all of the sudden, and it feels jarring. It's like, oh my god, it's so kind of austere.
Yeah, I think this is what I was thinking of as like the nothing. But I haven't seen this show, and I have seen some buzz about it.
It's like the backlash to the parade.
Because this isn't the first show of this new person.
I think it
I don't
is.
Think so.
Okay. Look, I
think there was a what's out right now, a fall 23 collection that was...
Well, it was new to me, okay. Let's say, new to me. And I was like, whoa, this is a whole other thing.
I feel like I liked something else too, but I can't remember what it was. I loved the Balenciaga curtains, I will say.
I don't know if what
big
you
red
speak.
Curtains around the room.
Was that... Oh, well, we love a curtain, don't we?
Isabel
Huppert?
Isabel Huppert. I was like, a Johnny. I could...
Isabella Rossellini?
No, it's Huppert, you know, did a spoken word thing. Who knows what she was saying, because it was in French. I guess the
French.
She
got an iconic voice.
Iconic.
Yeah, it's way down there.
But, yeah, didn't really care much about the clothes.
Oh, you know what's refreshing about David Beckham?
The way he bends it?
He's got this really high voice, and it's like, oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's great. Now I'll watch
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. David Beckham.
You think there's, like, a little faggot buried in there?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then I won't watch it. Never mind.
No.
Never mind.
Well... His OCD, maybe that points to some kind of faggotry.
Well, evil parents, you know.
Oh, right. His mom was a hairdresser, and let me tell you what, David Beckham went through so many hairdos. Like, all of them. Every hairdo, he tried it.
That's cute. That montage.
Yeah. So many hairdos. What else is there to say?
That's it. That's all there is to say.
I want to see Pam.
People are baking. Pam's going to be at dance on Thursday, so you'll probably see her.
Oh, that's tomorrow. And yeah. I have a date with Pam to go see ABT on the 25th to go see Isabella and James do Ballet
that's
Imperial.
So
very
fun.
Exciting. Very fun. And Pam's Song of Songs is coming to City Center next month, and it was a smash hit in London, as they say.
Oh, that's good.
It was a smash.
Good.
But we did receive several costumes
destroyed
the other day that need repairs, and I thought, oh boy.
I'll send you the bill.
Yeah, that's true. We will send them the bill. Because that's how it works, folks. I'm not going to say I'm not getting out of bed for less than $10,000 a day, like Linda Evangelista, which, after seeing that documentary, seems fair. I'm just going to say, I don't feel like getting out of bed for less than...
$0.
$200.
Well, yeah,
Couple hundred, at least.
But there's also, like, it does cost money to do things as well. So there is, like, days when you make negative money.
Yeah, let me do some math for you, okay?
Oh, no.
It'll be quick.
Plus one equals two.
Is it gauche to talk about
four
figures?
Plus three equals seven.
Jeremy, do you think it's gauche if I use
you,
figures?
No, you want... This is your transparency crusade.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm on a financial transparency crusade because I'm curious. And I'm determined a little bit. And... Harriet. Yeah.
A little bit.
I can comfortably live my life in New York on $1,000 a week.
$4,000 a month.
Yeah. $4,000 a month. That's $52,000 a year. Okay? So, I've made less.
But does that take into account aging?
Certainly not. There's no planning for the future.
Yeah.
Right. Like, when I say comfortably, I mean, like, I could eat and do a little traveling and buy myself sponges, things like that. Yeah. I'm not talking about investing in real estate. I'm not talking about having
retirement.
Right. Nothing. No. I'm saying... With the amount of money that Harriet and I, on average, kind of make annually, we can pay ourselves around $1,000 a week until we run out of money, which does happen. Yeah. But that's okay. That's okay. That's not great for the future. It's not great for the future. No.
And And that's the thing that changes as one gets older, is realizing,
Right. So if Harriet and I are working 5 days a week, that means we're each making $200 a day, right?
Oof. See, this is why it's better to just not think about it, right? That's okay. So we're done. No. Okay. Yeah. So $200 a day.
$200 a day. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm not getting out of bed for less than $200 a day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, the whole thing is so vague because...
Well, because it's...
Because
you're
of how
getting
we're paid.
Like a daily rate
no,
or like an hourly
we're not,
rate. Or
we're
like,
not paid by...
Like
we're not paid a weekly salary by an institution for our whole lives. We don't get health insurance from an institution. We're buying it from Obama.
Right. That's
you know what I mean?
Coming out of that $1,000 a week.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And look, sometimes our union insurance kicks in, but that has not happened in a while. Let me tell you what.
That's crazy.
So,
even doing Broadway and stuff?
Well, I think
you
know.
I don't know how these things work.
You know what happened there.
Well, you didn't get insurance because they couldn't pay you?
There you go.
But, like, how does that make sense? You know what I mean?
Because unless the money...
Because they weren't getting paid either.
Right. Unless the money gets paid to the union, we're not getting the health insurance.
It's crazy.
So, anyways, it's been a really weird year. And it, you know... Oh, anyways... It's okay. I'm fine. I'm like going line dancing and I'm eating fine.
Yeah, you're getting
your
$1,000.
I'm in a very privileged position with my rent because of my rent stabilized box
yes,
that I live
in. Yes,
in
your free office?
Well, I
don't know. Yeah, well.
That's also.
But that's everything, you know? Like, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? Yikes.
It's this year is really sort of. It's really forcing us to ask some questions.
I'm looking for... I might, like, get a restaurant gig.
I think that's great. I've been thinking a lot about that. I've been thinking, you know, my friend Cassie, who the ones I visited up in the Berkshires, you know, she has this company that sells these ceramic water filters that she invented, mm-hmm, and her Jesse is a sculptor. So they're also operating in a kind of uncertain structure, mm-hmm, of finances. And so Cassie took a job up there working at a restaurant to serve in the evening sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, it's great to at least just have some, like,
yeah,
just move your body and know it's earning money.
Well, I don't need that. That's disgusting. But
what do you mean?
To have, like, you know, a place where you can go get money, that is good.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah.
We can't talk about money anymore on this thing.
Oh, really? Is it over? No more financial.
No one wants to think about money.
I think it's really interesting.
Okay. Look, let us know. Let us know if you don't want to hear about money, and let us know if you do want to hear about money.
Okay. Yeah, you let us know
out there.
All of y'all.
And if you want to hear about money, send us money. And if you don't want to hear about money, then send us money. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? Okay.
I wonder, like, if 25-year-old me had heard this conversation, I would have been like, get a grip, you know? But...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything, basically.
I do know that I have a new bank
that isn't going to charge me for having as little money as I have.
For having $3 in your checking account?
I did think that they were charging me, but it just turned out that money was coming out of my savings. I put in the savings account number instead of the checking account number.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, are you seriously charging me for not having enough money in this account? And they were like, no, you just don't have enough money to pay your bills. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, just wrong account. Oops. So, thankfully, they didn't charge me. They took those charges off.
Thank God.
Can you? I mean, those, like, being charged for not having enough money in your account, like, what?
Are we doing? That's sick. Talk about illogical. I mean, what do they care? What are they doing with it?
Well, they're making money.
But do they earn any interest off your checking account?
Yes, because they give it to other people. That's how banks work.
Oh, I see. It's so bad. I'm like, I want my bank to just be a mailbox.
Well, banks don't do anything anymore anyway, because no one goes there. I set up this account. I've never been to this bank. I literally set the whole thing up online.
Yeah, nothing's real anymore. Money's not real. It's not. It's abstract.
Yeah, you just bounce it around from place to place.
Yeah, like this weekend up in the Berkshires, we went past, like, someone's home on the roadside. They guess they have an abundance of blueberries, so mm-hmm, they keep a freezer on the roadside. Yet you go and you put cash in a can.
Oh, yeah, you can do that, too.
And I thought, wow, I guess there is cash somewhere.
I was asked, I bought some carpet for Nomi yesterday, and the guy, because it was like a remnant, he was like, you have cash? I was like, what's that?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
You think there's an ATM within 10 miles of here? What are you crazy? Hun,
I ain't doing cash. Although we do pay, like, some of our people cash, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper for everyone.
Well, look, I used to pay cash to my Japanese haircutters at the Hoishi Coop.
Did you stop
cash
going
only
there?
No, they're gone.
They disappeared during COVID.
I've been getting my hair cut there for a decade.
You hated getting your hair cut there for a decade.
Well, it was unreliable. But look, oftentimes it worked out, and at least I felt comfortable going there and having my hair washed and getting it cut and giving them $60 or $70. But they literally texted me a couple weeks ago. They said, sorry to say, it's just not happening anymore. So I have to look elsewhere. My hair is getting quite shaggy.
All right. If you cut hair, or if you have a friend who cuts hair, or if you have someone at all that cuts your hair...
I think I'm going to go to one of Harriet's friends named Eric. Herrick, they call him.
No, you can't Herrick. Go to Herrick. That's disgusting.
Why? No, it's great.
Herrick?
Herrick is a friend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and they're going to give me friend and family discount.
Can't call them that.
Because on $1,000 a week...
it's not okay.
You have to get a friend and family discount.
I know. You really do.
Look, I have it all sorted out. I shop at Trader Joe's. You know what I mean? Like, this is okay.
Yeah, those,
it's all okay.
Those cakes.
Oh my god, I need to get another one of those cakes. Yum. I gotta get one.
Gotta get Delicious. Me another cake. Okay, yeah, I have to go.
Okay, I had really a lot of... I had so much fun with you today. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm so glad. I did too.
Is next week Ballerina Book Club?
I have no idea.
How come you're not answering?
I don't know. What day is it? It's the 18th. Well, yeah, the 18th. That seems like it's... I mean, I read the book. I'm fine. I just like my schedule. My schedule. I like not having a schedule at all. So having to do anything is tricky, tricky. Okay.
Tricky. Okay.
Yeah, we need to
Anyways,
figure out.
We loves you. Hope you've really enjoyed this tangent.
Yes.
Again.
And please weigh in. Money
about
or
finances.
No money.
To money or not. And look, I'm comfortable either way.
Oh, did we talk about Sufjan Stevens coming out?
What do you mean coming out?
Sufjan came out.
Well, as ill or as gay?
As gay.
Oh, was that the first time he's made mention
of it? I think
so. Oh, interesting.
You know,
well, what a
like
tragic
Christian
way.
Stuff, you know?
Isn't right. that awful? I mean, the circumstances are truly horrible.
It is horrible.
I really wish Sufjan all the best, and I care for him, and I can't believe what a year... Sufjan's had couldn't be.
It's
I can't
crazy.
Imagine anything worse for anyone. So, look, I.
But
I,
we welcome everyone
I
to come,
I,
come
it's
out.
It's unimaginable
come on out, everyone.
What's happened.
Free yourself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Free. It sometimes it takes extreme tragedy to propel one towards this kind of expression. But goodness, I wish Sufjan all the best. It's been terrible.
Yeah. Everyone, let go. Let go.
In the words of Adele Dazeem, let it go.
He loves you.
We love you. Bye.